Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for January 22nd, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So for the past year, the Australian government has been readying legislation that forces tech companies to pay local publishers for content that appears in search and news. If new law passes, Google today said it would have to pull search, though, from Australia. Australia's proposed news media bargaining code would have Google pay local publishers to the possible tune of $600 million Australian dollars to $1 billion Australian dollars a year, which is $465 million US dollars to $775 million US dollars. When search results include links and snippets to their news sites, that's when fees will apply. Google News would be affected by the law since aggregation is also the entire point of that application. Besides payments, Google would have to give news media businesses a 14-day warning about changes to search and YouTube algorithms. This special treatment would disadvantage all other site owners and could delay updates. In a public hearing yesterday, Managing Director of Google Australia and New Zealand, Mel Silver, told senators that the search engine could not operate in the country under those proposed conditions. Google, though, considers pulling out of the region the worst-case scenario and the last thing that they would want to happen. As such, Google is asking for specific changes to the law and committed to achieving a workable news media bargaining code. The company is not opposed to licensing and operates a news showcase program internationally that pays publishers for content that appears in a special section of the Google News app. Google also wants changes to an arbitration model that has a biased criteria and presents unmanageable financial and operational risk. The company instead calls for standard commercial arbitration based upon comparable deals that would allow for good faith negotiations. Lastly, Google is asking that it is just able to provide a reasonable notice about significant actionable changes to Google's algorithm. The inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was always going to be a momentous occasion, but it saw the unexpected creation of a truly delightful meme involving Senator Bernie Sanders just sitting down. A new fun meme generator, though, powered by Google Maps Street View, lets you have Bernie sit down anywhere in the world. Created by Nick Sawney, I hope I haven't ruined your name there, Nick, BernieSits.HeroQApp.com simply invites users to enter an address or location and Bernie will appear there. It's a basic web page that loads best on the desk web, though. The iconic image of the Vermont senator and former candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination in a chair, complete with winter jacket and mittens, will then be overlaid in Street View or other pictures uploaded to Google Maps by users. You can right-click or hold down the image to save and share to your own platforms. This Bernie meme generator leverages the Google Maps platform available to third-party developers. You have no control over the exact placement of the Bernie sitting image since it is fixed, and in some instances it sees him unnaturally positioned off the ground. For example, choosing the Googleplex sees him placed on a rail. The scale, however, is mostly accurate. Meanwhile, the background image is just the first result found with no panning or precise granularity available. That said, latitude and longitude do work if you want to browse Google Maps first before entering a location. The page is immensely popular and was down for some parts of yesterday. As such, it might be slow at times to load if you do want to share one of your own memes. Well, we're now 3 weeks into 2021. Fitbit today just sent out its 2020 year in review. It's a quite straightforward with the now Google company telling users of their most active day and total counts for the past 12 months. Fitbit starts by noting your most active day and how many steps were taken. This is followed by total steps and miles or kilometers, depending on where you're located, with each accompanied by Fitbit's usual real-world comparisons. That's unfortunately the extent of personalized information, with users only able to share via Facebook through a custom webpage that shows those three stats. In the past, though, the year in review was sent out in the first week of the month. Overall, this practice dates back to 2018 for 2017 stats. The rest of the email and page is compiled from aggregated and anonymized data of global Fitbit users from the previous year, like how the daily average active zone minutes was 47 in 2020. Three countries with the highest counts were in Spain, Japan, and Australia. On the slumber front, the average sleep score was 76, with an average 6.8 hours of total sleep per day. Most people went to bed at 11:20 p.m. and woke at 8:03 a.m. Rounding out Fitbit's 2020 year in review is top reads from their company health blog and the two most used premium session videos. In an effort to bring all of your messaging apps into a single place, Beeper does the heavy lifting and can even bring iMessage to Android and Windows. Created by the founder of the Pebble smartwatches, Beeper costs $10 a month and does one job. It acts as a central hub almost every major messaging app that most people out there use. That includes Telegram, WhatsApp, SMS, Discord, Slack, Facebook Messenger, Google Hangouts, Skype, Signal, IRC, Twitter DMs, and even Apple's iMessage platform. Each app feeds its messages into a single location, and you can respond to messages from Beeper directly, as well as search through every single one of your chats. Beeper works on all major platforms too, with Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android accounted for. They're all connected to the app using Matrix, which is an open source federated messaging protocol that acts as a bridge for each messaging client. The most interesting thing about Beeper is not that it brings all of these apps together, but it also integrates with Apple's notoriously locked down iMessage. Officially, iMessage only works on Apple devices, but Beeper uses some sort of trickery to bring that information over to Windows and Android devices. For users who own a Mac, that means leaving the Mac on 24/7 to forward messages over through the app. For users without any Apple hardware, it looks as though the plan is to upcycle older iPhones that have been jailbroken to send to paying customers. Honestly, that sounds pretty good. Having every important message in a single place on all devices is probably a dream. What's the catch? Well, there is one major concern though. Beeper's website is completely devoid of any information on encryption. iMessage, Telegram, and other apps that Beeper integrates with support end-to-end encryption, and it seems like this app would essentially throw that away to bring the messages to other devices. For some users, that might be all right, but for some others, it would be a privacy nightmare. Even Beeper's privacy page lacks a single mention of encryption. The only good news? Matrix says that all of its information is end-to-end encrypted too. That should apply to all of these messages sent through the platform. Right now, though, this app is still in its very early days. Access is set to be granted in a queue system as slots are made available, and as yet, we haven't seen it in practice. And finally, it seems Google Duo may soon cease to work on uncertified Android devices following the trend set by the Google Messages app. Earlier this week, an update to the Google Messages application included a notice that the app would stop working on uncertified Android hardware. More specifically, a certified device is one that's been tested by Google, is permitted to use the Android name, and comes with a suite of Google apps, including Play Services, pre-installed. For the average person who simply buys well-known phones from the carrier or from a retailer, the odds of that ever coming across an uncertified device is pretty slim. That said, one notable example is the recent Huawei devices that are not certified for Play Services. The latest update to Google Duo, version 1.2.3, is rolling out now via the Play Store and includes a notice similar to the one included with Google Messages. In short, if your Android phone is not properly certified to use Google Play Services, it may soon lose the ability to place and receive Google Duo calls. Unlike the Google Messages notification that specifies March 31st, Google Duo does not share when precisely it will stop working on affected devices, though. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 95 Toys with all the very best deals on Google gear and more this week.
This weekend's best Google-friendly deals over at 95 Toys include the Pixel 3 XL with 128GB of storage at a new all-time low price, now just $300. That's a $200 savings from the regular going rate, and the best we've tracked all time by $99. You can also save on various iAudi Android smartphone car mounts today, starting at $20. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 95toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 95toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 95google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help us grow. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via at IamDamienWild or via the link in the show notes. Be sure to drop me a message. Again, I always love to hear it from new and old listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, you can be sure to subscribe to the Longform Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.